famous people confirm it. Because I figured, you know, they're bigger time. Speaking of bigger time, God bless Jerry Falwell's family. Jerry Falwell passed away. And we lift him up and we thank God for what he did for the body of Christ. I don't think he and I probably ever always saw eye to eye. There's a couple of points where we would disagree with each other, but that's okay. He was a voice crying in the wilderness. Because he had a light about something. And he wasn't about to let anything put it out. He wasn't about to let anything set a basket over it. You know, the Bible says that, that you don't take a candle and set it under a bed. You can't set it under a basket. If your light's really lit, remember, it'll burn up the basket. It'll burn it. It'll burn out the dross. It'll burn it up, the light of the Lord. And so in him was life. And so we have the opportunity. We can either walk on by an open door. We can step in. I think that many people step into open doors and don't turn on the light switch, so they don't see anything. When you don't see anything or you don't experience anything, guess what? Pretty soon, you just don't want to sit in the dark room forever. And so you just step right back into where you were. Well, I'm all backed up. Since day one, I've known there was more to Jesus than I knew before, and now I know there's even more than I knew before. In fact, I know that I'm barely in compared to what there is. As I will look, because in him was life itself. I found that. I found the light. I found the life. I found that there were, I realized that even though I thought I had life, that my life was no good. It just wasn't. It was just nothing. And that doesn't mean I didn't have a good life. I had a good raising. I had good parents. I had that. But it was nothing compared to life in Christ. It was like death compared to life in Christ. And once we come to understand that, then we need to continue on where religion or where the devil uses religion to stop us from going on. When Jesus was teaching them and all his disciples turned around because it was a hard teaching about eating the flesh and the blood and partaking of him, the true bread and that, when they turned around, it was because they just came to a place. Why turn around? Why not do like Peter said and say, where can we go? You're the words of life. I'd rather die than not have you. Because I would die happy with you. In him was life itself. And to understand and to be so sure and let nothing steal from you the fact that he is your life and that he sustains your life and that he has good plans for your life and your life is intended to be what his illuminated life was. And the things that he did not do, the things that we do not have him doing, then we see what others did because he went to be with the Father. And that's where the worst of the worst of the worst sinners can look at what he did in the Apostle Paul's life and say, wow, all things are possible with God. Nothing's impossible. If he can do it for him, he can do it for me. And so that light is illuminated. And now, the next step, there's a lot of steps, you know. But the next step is that your life becomes a light. Because his light illuminates his life in you. And people behold that the only reason that you have what you have or can do what you do is because you've been with Jesus. And so then, they can say, wow, how do you do that? See, somebody that really wants a fancy motorcycle can talk to James and they will want to know about that motorcycle. They want to know about how you fine-tune this, and they want to know about all these new things, and they want to know this, and they want to know where you got, they want to know the price you got it for, if you got it for a good price, they want to know how to get that same price, they want to know where you got it for that price, and they want to know. I mean, they will want to know. If somebody's got a horse that's really performing well, you want to know what they're doing with that horse. Right? You want to know. You don't just go, well, that's no big deal. You don't do that. You see something good, you want to know about it, right? We got something good. Let your light so shine before men that they see your good works and they glorify your Father in heaven because of them. Because you expect God to be glorified by your life. You expect God to hear your prayers. You expect God to answer your prayers because in Him is the light and His light was the light of the men. And you see now. You see now that the whole illumination was His life. And that what He intended was for His life and your life to be one. I in you and they in me and we all together doing our thing.